On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have had plenty. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. I think I have a healthy relationship with time. I haven't worn a wristwatch in over 15 years, but I'm very aware of what's going on in what science calls linear time. In my calling as pastor, I don't miss or forget appointments. Most of the time, I arrive early. Sometimes I arrive in the nick of time. I've also been somewhat late at times. But all in all, I'm rather skilled at navigating linear time. The title of today's sermon is How to Tell Time 101. But I'm not here today to give you a lesson in linear time. Today's lesson is about spiritual time. There's a huge difference. In Greek, linear time is chronos. We get our word chronological from it. Linear time marks days, hours, and minutes. Chronos is in the New Testament 53 times. The Greek word for spiritual time is kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, kairos. It's in the New Testament 86 times. Kairos is the perfect moment for something to happen. The time on the clock, the date on the calendar really don't matter for kairos, for spiritual time. At the wedding in Cana, Jesus said to his mother, my hour has not yet come. The Greek word there is kairos. The hour that Jesus is talking about, his kairos, is his death and resurrection. That's what he's referring to. That's his moment for all humanity, his death and resurrection. That's the kairos of Jesus. Now, Jesus had asked his mother, "What concern is this that the wine has run out at this wedding?" Now, this might sound at first glance a bit rude, but it's not rude at all because it's a kairos question. It's a question about spiritual time. The storyteller John gave us a huge clue about this in the first four words of this story. The first four words, on the third day. That's when the wedding at Cana begins, on the third day. That's not chronological time. This story points to the death and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus was raised from death on the third day. We'll say those very words when we say the creed a little bit later today. So Jesus is asking, what does running out of wine at a wedding have to do with my ultimate mission? My kairos, my death and resurrection. What does running out of wine have to do with that? What does it matter? And he is about to show us. Now, there was no greater crisis than the death of Jesus in his life. He was put in a tomb after he died. It appeared as if his life was over. But on the third day, there was resurrection. There was new life. Now, the wedding at Cana was in crisis. Its life, the life of the wedding, appeared to be over. No wine, the wedding's done. But on the third day, Jesus shows up with new life. Jesus fixed this crisis in one of his most well-known miracles, changing the water into wine. Now notice that Jesus was invited to the wedding. This is the most basic way to tell spiritual time for us as believers, for us as disciples. Whenever Jesus is invited, whenever Jesus is present, there is always new life. The mission of Jesus, this story is about this, the mission of Jesus is to bring life, to bring new life to every crisis. There's another clue that the storyteller gives us about the mission of Jesus. The water jars, we're told, were for the Jewish rite of purification. Those water jars were blessed. Those water jars were holy. In the culture of Jesus, when you entered the synagogue or any time of worship, such as a wedding, you dipped your fingers into the blessed water of purification. It was a reminder when you dipped your fingers into that water that you are to be clean when you enter the presence of God. Your souls are to be clean. Your hearts are to be clean. Now, at the wedding at Cana, the servants brought about 180 gallons of the water of purification. But realize this, dipping fingers into the water of purification would use up about 1 cup of water for 100 people. So 180 gallons. 180 gallons of water goes a long way. In other words, there was enough blessed water for the whole world. But when Jesus enters in, we learn something, that the water isn't enough to purify our souls. So Jesus turns all that water into wine. Now, I believe that the wine of Cana is a symbol of the wine at the Last Supper. The wine over which Jesus said, "This is the new covenant, my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. The water at the wedding at Cana is our desire to be cleansed by God. The wine that Jesus gives is life for us, to be eternally cleansed, to be eternally forgiven. Our lives are really like simple water. By his death and resurrection, Jesus changes our ordinary lives into extraordinary lives of eternal life. Now, the chief steward in the story said, "You've saved the best till last." That's important as well. Of all the prophets, of all the teachers that God has sent over the centuries, God sent Jesus last. God saved the best till last. That refers to Jesus. His wine is the best. His life is the best. His ministry is the best. The storyteller John is asking his readers, do you want the best that God has to offer? Do you want this? Attaching yourselves to Abraham or Moses or Isaiah or any of the prophets won't do it for you. The message of Cana is this: attach your life, attach your time, attach your linear time to Jesus, the best that God has to offer. So, how to tell time 101. The wedding at Cana and what Jesus did there teaches us how to tell spiritual time. First thing we do is invite Jesus into every crisis that comes our way. And Jesus will transform that crisis with his life. Water into wine. As the church, we need to remember that this new life is offered to everyone. No one is excluded. All are welcome. There's enough of Jesus for everyone. We also need to remember that Jesus is the best that God has to offer. That's how we tell time. As we travel through our linear time, the most important thing that we can do is to attach our hearts, our souls, our minds, our bodies to Jesus Christ, who gives us new life, who is always offering us life. Water into wine. This is how I would paraphrase the question of Jesus in today's story. How does this crisis concern me? As I said earlier, it's not a rude question. Jesus was asking, what does any person's crisis have to do with me? Jesus was asking, what does the suffering or the sickness of anyone have to do with me? What does any problem, any struggle, large or small, have to do with me and my mission? And Jesus answers that. It has everything to do with his mission. His message is this: I will always enter into your linear time. I will enter into your every crisis. I will always give your life. You matter to me. That's what Jesus is telling us today. You matter to me. And in the end, I will give you ultimate life. I will give you eternal life. Water into wine. Okay. linear time, chronos, right now is 10:38 a.m. Sunday morning. Spiritual time, kairos, is our awareness that in this moment, in this place, in this heart, in this soul, God is here with new life for you. Let us pray. Think of any crisis, any struggle, large or small, in your life right now. Listen to the voice of Jesus say to you, I give you new life in this crisis. Your water into my wine. Think of any crisis, large or small, in the life of someone you love. Listen to the voice of Jesus saying to them, I give you new life in this crisis. Your water into my wine. Think of any crisis, large or small, in the world, in our nation, in our city, in our church, and listen to the voice of Jesus. I give you new life in this crisis. Your water into my wine. Your water into my wine. Your water into my blood. Your ordinary life into my eternal life. Your water into my life. My blood, my wine.